now we have Norman Jacobs speaking about Butlins.
When was Butlins built?
Well, the Clacton camp was built in 1938. It was Billy Butlin's second holiday camp. He opened his first one in Skegness in 1936. He then opened a pleasure park in Clacton in 1937, and in 1938 opened a holiday camp on the site of the pleasure park.
How was a Butlin's holiday different to any other holiday in Clacton?
Well, I suppose that their Butlin's own slogan, "When it's wet, it's fine," Butlin's, summed it all up, really, because the idea was that you had everything on site, so whether it was raining or not, you could have a good time there. Because the idea for holiday camps first came to Butlin's when he had a pleasure park in Skegness in the 1930s, and he used to see that people were thrown out of their guest houses at 9 o'clock in the morning after breakfast, and they weren't allowed back till 6 o'clock in the evening for dinner. And he saw all these people walking around the streets, and if it was miserable and raining, they had nowhere to go and nothing to do. And he thought what he needed was somewhere where people could enjoy themselves even if it was raining. So he had this idea for the holiday camp where everything was on site, and you could do things all the time there, indoors and outdoors. And the other thing about it really was what was so good about it was that you paid to go to the camp, and everything was thrown in for the price of that admission. So you paid to go to the camp, and your accommodation, food, entertainment, everything was all part of that price. So in theory, you could go to the camp with no money at all in your pocket and still have a really good time because everything was laid on for you.
Tell me about the houses system.
Oh, yes. Well, in my time, there were two houses, Gloucester and Kent. Later on, as the camp grew even bigger, two more were added, York and Windsor. And the idea of these was that everyone was allocated to a house when they arrived, and when you took part in any of these games or sports or anything, you could win points for your house. So that whether it was a proper sport like football or cricket, team game, or whether it was an individual sport like table tennis or snooker or something, you'd win these points. And on the Friday evening, because most holidays were Saturday to Saturday in those days, on the Friday evening in the Viennese ballroom there was a big ceremony, and the captain of the team that had won the most points that week would receive the trophy for that week. But of course, it wasn't just for these sort of normal sports that you could win all these points, because this was the era of the knobbly knees and the glamorous grandmother and the Tarzan lookalike and the spaghetti eating competitions. So you could win points for all this as well.
Who were the Redcoats?
Oh, well, the Redcoats came about to really encourage people to participate in all these games and sports and everything. Because when Billy Butlin first opened Skegness, there were no Redcoats, and he was just hoping people would join in all these games. But most people were very reticent about doing that. They didn't want to be the first to come up and take part or anything. So he realised that what he needed was someone to lead all these games and entertainments and get people whipped up, I suppose, and to get them going into all this. So he invented the Redcoats to do that, with their sort of distinctive red blazer and white flannels, so they could be easily identified around the camp. They were the sort of leaders, and they got people going and got them involved in all these sports and games and everything, and they were the sort of friendly face of Butlins around the camp.
Thank you, Norman.
Now press button B for the next two interviews.